Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Two people remain in serious condition after a one-car crash Sunday night. About 7:20 that evening, Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn reports they were called to a personal injury crash at 230th Street and Baseline Road, just south of Faribault. The vehicle went through a stop sign at a T intersection, went into the ditch across the road, and hit the embankment, ending up in a field. The driver, 34-year-old Darcy Andrews of Medford, was flown by helicopter from the scene. Her passenger, 34-year-old David Trotter Ford of Faribault, was first taken to District 1 Hospital, then airlifted to St. Mary's. Both are listed in serious but stable condition. Alcohol is believed to be a factor in the crash, and possible charges are pending. The sheriff's office was assisted by the State Patrol, Faribault Police, Faribault Fire Rescue, and North Ambulance. Dundas will be building a new city hall next year. They've had multiple responses to their RFP for design work. The goal is to have the hall completed by the end of 2019. Administrator John McCarthy added that they're still working on the planning process for Quick Trip, but it won't be completed in 2019. Traffic management has been the hang-up, but they are working to find a workable solution. Mechanical Systems is expanding again.
They're moving their management team to a new office building, and that's what they're constructing.
Joel Pumper started the company in 2001 and has grown it from a home-based two-man shop to a full-service company that employs more than 150 craft workers. They fabricate custom piping for major construction projects. And will the legal use of marijuana expand in Minnesota? District 20 Senator Rich Dreheim believes that will be on the 2019 legislative agenda as more and more states are allowing it and taxing it. One issue is that it is still illegal on a federal level.
They can't deposit their money. So if we think we're going to get a tax on this cash business that they're not depositing in the bank and they're keeping it in a safe somewhere, I think first we have to look at that. I think we have to explore on a federal level the banks being able to deposit legally this money.
Additionally, how do you regulate it in terms of driving offenses?
So those would be my two main issues before I think I could support it going to the polls to let the people decide.
On the other hand, there's a discussion about banning menthol cigarettes and flavored vaping products and raising the legal age to buy cigarettes to 21. Dreheim said trying to explain it all to his 14-year-old wasn't easy. The whole discussion is confusing to kids. Dreheim is not in favor of smoking, but he's also not in favor of raising the legal age to 21. News from around the state is next.